In many ways, the time spent seeking an education at a college or university can be some of the best years of a person's life. College students are usually just entering adulthood. Their academic programs present them with all kinds of new information and ideas. And even given the many demands on their time from their studies, the students often have the freedom to explore their identities and other outside interests. But a person's college years can also present difficulties. Sometimes the challenges of academic success, making new friends, and living far from home may feel like more than one person can deal with alone. In fact, more and more college students in the United States have reported suffering from anxiety and depression, says Monica Osborne. She heads the Counseling Center and Prevention Services at North Carolina State University in Raleigh, North Carolina. Osborne says it is important for students to have access to mental health services on campus. Off-campus options are likely too costly and difficult to get to for many students. Research shows that having access to mental health services can help prevent students from dropping out of college, Osborne adds. Such services can make students feel more like their school really cares about them. Osborne believes it is a good sign that more students are seeking mental health services. That means more of them are trying to find solutions to difficulties or problems they are facing. Half the battle, sometimes, is walking through the door, because there can be a lot of stigma with asking for help or receiving mental health counseling, especially if you are an international student who may not have counseling services at home, Osborne told VOA. So being able to come in, ask questions, see what the office looks like, will go a long way in breaking down some of those barriers. College students may struggle with many kinds of unhealthy behaviors. For example, they often ignore their need for sleep because they want to spend time with their friends. Or they might stay up all night to study for a big test. One night of poor sleep may not be a major issue, Osborne says. But if it happens again and again, a student's mental health may suffer. The worst part, Osborne says, is that many students may not even recognize what they are experiencing as a mental health problem. A lot of students don't think about mental health and the outcomes there, said Osborne. Their symptoms might look more like physical symptoms, like being physically sick, when many of those could be symptoms of anxiety. Osborne urges any student who is facing problems or experiencing feelings they do not understand to visit their school's counseling center. These centers employ trained mental health experts who will discuss these issues privately with the student. Once a student meets with one of these experts, they can start to explore the things they are dealing with and what they might want from counseling. This can include general skills to deal with common problems or just talking through a given issue. From there, students can plan ongoing individual meetings with a mental health expert. Or the expert can connect the student with groups of students having similar problems, says Osborne. Campus counseling can sometimes even help students find the support they need elsewhere. Not every student needs therapy, she said. But if a student comes in and we know they're struggling, it might be related to food insecurity or some sort of financial issue. Since we know the resources on campus so well, then we can connect that student with those resources, teach them how to work through those new systems, and then problem solve. I'm Pete Musto.